Hi there. It's Johnson family time. And that means you're going to have a lot of fun with the folks who live in Chickasola, especially today, because Papa Johnson is making himself at home in his sanctuary, Pee Wee Ambrose's room over the garage. We'll join Papa in just a moment, but first, a moment here. And now, if everyone is ready, let's go down to sunny, happy Chickasola, where gentlemen still live and where folks still have real, honest friends. Let's drop in now as Papa Johnson sips a lemonade.
Yeah, see this for you. You were learning to be a good host, Miss Pee-wee. You were disappointing there, though, at first. I ain't never been so disappointed in somebody in my life as I is in you when I first come up here.
Yeah, well, I hope that you're enjoying yourself now.
Oh, yeah. Hey, this is very nice up here. Tell me this, Miss Pee-wee. When did you first get the idea that you want to be a halfway decent host?
I don't know.
I first come up here, you treating me like I something that the cat done drug in from a trash pile or something.
Well, Miss Johnson, to tell you the truth, I still don't want you up here.
You don't?
No, sir. But when you come in talking about the job that my mama did raising me and all that, well, there just wasn't nothing else for me to do except try to act like I was something, I guess.
Well, the way you was acting, boy, if anybody have a good a mama as you has got, a mama where got manners and where know her place and all that, but for her to have a thing like you, where was acting like you was acting, where don't even know nothing about being a gentleman or nothing else, it was a disgrace to her. That's all I gotta say.
Well, I don't want to be no disgrace to my mama.
I should say not. Least you could do is be a gentleman like your mama was and that your daddy was before you. Take off your hats in front of presents of ladies and when somebody come up to see them, at least welcome in the house and get them some lemonade and mix them up a little something to refresh them and all that. Your daddy told me that there never was stranger's footsteps ever passed his front door.
What do you mean by that?
Well, he mean that if a stranger ever did come in there, he won't no stranger no more. That your daddy made a friend out of him. Made something out of him, you know. You take a man like your daddy, if he want to, he could have turned a whole lot of men out into the world and made them bitter. And they would made other men bitter. And your daddy, just by being a no-count, good-for-nothing thing, could have ruined a whole castle of civilization. Just by making men bitter. But instead of that, he made friends out of them, and in turn, them men, they went out and made friends with other men, and made the country fit to live in.
Well,
you take the way things going now, folks is like you, where somebody come see them, and they tell them they don't want them up there, and they ain't got room for them, and all that, but they ain't gonna take long for folks is like you gonna have everybody in the country hating everybody else. There won't be no more friendliness. There won't be no more people visiting with people. Getting that way now. There are a lot of places in this United States right now where folks has lived next door to each other for 25 years and never set foot in each other's house on account of they are just like you is. Ain't got no bringing up and no raising.
Now, well, suppose the folks that live next door that just ain't friendly.
There ain't no such a thing as folks that just ain't friendly. If they're a little shy, it's up to you to go on over there and make friends with them. That's what you is for. That's what neighborliness is for. To go over there and shake hands with them and knock on the door and take them some hot soup or something that they used to do in the old days.
Now, I got you some lemonade.
Yeah, that's right. Plenty of ice in there, too. I like that ice. Well, you all right now, Miss Pee-wee. You right good host now. But when I first started coming up here, well, you were... I don't know what you was. I couldn't believe that you were the boy that your mama done raised.
No, I guess I had slipped.
I knocked on the door and I told you I in trouble home and that my wife was upset and didn't want me around her house and I getting on her nerves and had to have somewhere to go for a few days until her nerves done subside on her and the flood tide done ebb, you know, and all that. And you treated me like I was something that done been ostracized from the society of the civil race.
But what you mean by that?
Well, I knock on the door and come in here, and the first thing you do is act like I was something that you wish would stay away from you.
I guess I is slipped, all right. My mama didn't raise me that way, Miss Johnson. My mama raised me to be nice to everything living, even a polecat.
Yeah. What does you mean by that?
Just that the way she raised me.
Well, what has a polecat got to do with it?
She just raised me that way to be nice to pole. I mean, to be nice to everybody. Even though there was a polecat. Or a stinker. Or a square. Or overbearing bullies. Stinkers and squares and polecats and overbearing bullies where the wife done got mad with them and kicked them out. Even them fellas, she say, be nice to.
Miss Peewee, you getting mighty close to home. You better take a side road here somewhere, boy.
Well, I was trying to hit the nail on the head, Miss Johnson. Only reason that I am nice to you and let you come in here and stay is on account of my dear sweet mama where done raised me right and brung me up right.
Yeah.
Because if I had nothing to do with it, boy, you sure wouldn't be in here. Want some more lemonade?
Yeah. That's enough. What do you mean if you had anything to do with it that I wouldn't be in here, Miss Peewee?
I mean that what I'm doing now is just on account of my mama's good raising. That's all. Because if I had my way, man, I'd slide you down them back steps so fast there wouldn't be nothing to it. But I ain't going to do that because I know that ain't right to do. My mama didn't raise me that way. My mama raised me to be nice to folks, no matter how low down and no count they is.
Is you trying to say that I'd low down?
No, sir.
Is you trying to say that the only reason that you is nice to me is on account that your mama done told you to be nice to such as I is, and that if it weren't for that you would kick me out and all that?
Well, I ain't exactly saying that, Miss John. I'm just saying that if it weren't for the kind of raising that I done had, that I just wouldn't put up with you around the place, that's all. But after all, I done had the right kind of raising. So, you welcome.
Well. For how long?
Long as you want to stay.
I won't get that straight, because I got to get out of the post office and give them a change of address, you see. I got some damn government checks coming in, such as that. I see you a little later on, Miss Peewee. So long.
And what happens after that makes up the fun on the Johnson family for the same time on Monday. I hope you're listening, because lots of things are going to happen next week to Papa Johnson. And he's going to find that raising is very important, not only in the case of Mr. Peewee Ambrose, but in the case of Randolph Johnson also. Hope you'll join us. Till then, have a good weekend. Drive careful. That's important. So long.